This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 261, Three Impossible, Part 3, Speaking Questions and How to Handle Them. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
On today's show, hear three of the hardest and most annoying speaking part three questions, and we will also show you what to do if you get a question like these.
Hey, Jessica, how's it going today?
Hey, how's it doing? Good?
Yeah, pretty good. Got some coffee in me, ready to go. How are you? What's going on in Boston, Mass?
Boston.
Did I say that right?
Well, yeah, that's more of a New York accent, but yeah, that works. Coffee, Brooklyn or something. Here in Boston, you know, pack the cat and have it. Yeah, that's Boston.
That was good.
That was pretty
good. You should explore some stage work. Have you ever taken any like acting classes or improv classes?
No, but a lot of people take that here. It's a big thing. Like people do that for confidence building and stuff. Maybe I will. Who knows? Someday.
Well, and Boston also is like important in the stand-up comedy world. Like a lot of stand-ups come from Boston. Right? Oh, so maybe that could be why it's a thing too.
Interesting. I never knew that about the Boston culture, but I've known that about specific people. Like Adam Sandler is from New Hampshire, I know. Boston area-ish.
I know that like Marc Maron and Louis C.K. talk about their stand-up years in Boston a lot. They both kind of got their start there.
Huh. Yeah. Maybe it's because Bostonians are a bit stuck up and stiff. So if they can get Bostonians to laugh, then, you know, you can get anyone to laugh.
That's like boot camp for stand-ups, right? They're like, if I can make it here, I can make it anywhere.
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
Probably true. Because they're so intellectual and academic. They're like, that's not funny.
Right?
According to my sophisticated brain.
Oh my God, that would drive me crazy. I would be, because I am so silly. And that, like, I seriously cannot have a conversation with someone that I will enjoy if there is no silliness in that person.
Yeah.
I can't communicate because, like, every other sentence I say could be a joke if I'm in them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just like, oh, God. Mm-hmm. That's the most boring waste of time ever, being not silly.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I mean, luckily, I think you can find your circles of silly people or individual silly people, for sure. I mean, I know a lot of them. But I think, like, this academic environment of, you know, the money, the wealth, and the traditions and the schools, it weighs heavily on the city. Like, I just feel it.
Totally. You know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, anyway, got to get out of Boston. I'm glad you're taking a road trip this summer.
I know, thank goodness. Meet some real people.
Meeting real people? That was a harsh comment.
I know, that was a little bit harsh. I'm really ripping on Boston these days. No offense to anyone if you guys are living in Boston currently.
I know, right?
I don't hate it that much.
I have to apologize now. Okay, all right. So something we definitely do not hate is IELTS. But we are going to talk about some questions that have come up in the past in speaking part three that just boggle students' minds every time. Like, these are questions that are just weird for a lot of students. They're weird for me. Like, I feel bad having to ask these questions because I'm like, there's like no quick answer to this. This is odd. I've never thought about this before. So we're going to tackle these.
Yeah. And one thing that I've found helpful in our episodes where we talked about speaking part two, speaking part three, is we've gone through like tiny little templates or little frameworks. And obviously, we go into more depth in the course on these. But Jessica, let's run through how do we answer these
Sparking Pete 3. Just kidding.
Speaking part three questions. What do we do?
Yeah. So there's a YouTube video about this, guys, that goes into a little bit more detail. And then, of course, in our course, there's a lot more details about this. But the general strategy, guys, in speaking part three is give your opinion right away, support with specific reasons and examples and details, and then give a one-sentence summary. So if you guys go to our YouTube channel, IELTS Energy TV, there's a video about this strategy, and I tell you why it's important. And then in our course, there is even more detail on how to make this strategy work for you and how to practice it. So opinion specifics summary. That's the basic strategy.
I like that. Oh, excellent. Excellent. Okay, cool. Should we go into it?
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll go first. All right. I'll be on the spot first. So if you want to ask me that first one.
Okay. Here we go. So, Jessica, how do international competitions help nation relations?
Ugh. Oh, well, I've honestly like never thought about this before. So I guess in international competitions, we're talking about stuff like the Olympics. In my opinion, they honestly don't. I get that some people would agree with me, but I really don't think that stuff like the Olympics or the World Cup, I don't think that helps as far as politics goes and how governments interact with each other. Perhaps for one day they will be more friendly with each other, but that's not going to impact their like trade agreements, for example. Or if there's, you know, some wars between countries, simply participating in a competition is not going to stop those battles. So no, to be honest, I don't think stuff like the Olympics has any impact whatsoever on nation relations.
Okay. That's interesting. So it's really interesting because the question was how do, and then if you just completely disagree that it does, it's okay to say no.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Your opinion is never wrong on IELTS, guys. Never wrong. If this is your frank and honest opinion, and it's strong, you think that for a reason and you're able to support that. And that's all, right? That's all we need. We need to hear you speaking. So just don't be afraid to express your honest opinions.
I like that.
Yeah.
Cool. Guys, there are a lot of success stories that we're proud of, but one of the ones that we're the most proud of is Natalia from Russia. Before she took 3 Keys IELTS on December 5th, she could not get above an overall score of a 6. And after just using the 30-day plan, she was able to score a band score of 7. Congratulations to Natalia as she pursues her postgraduate diploma in business. And guys, if you want to do the same, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Okay. Okay. So this is another weird one. And again, like I understand it, but students always have trouble answering this. Okay.
Yeah.
Lindsay, how will environmental worries affect travel in the future?
Okay. Well, I would say that it will affect it in the sense that we might become more and more paranoid about travel. You know, I'm going to define environmental worries as something, for example, like a contagion, kind of a virus, for example. I'm not sure if that's exactly what we would call an environmental worry, but I'll define it broadly. I remember when the bird flu was happening in Asia in 2006, and I was about to go to Japan. There was a lot of kind of fear regarding this particular virus going on. And although I do think that in the future, technology will help us to communicate better about these certain types of viruses that are spreading, I think people might become in some ways more scared about traveling and going abroad. So I believe that people may tend to stay home more and they'll get more and more scared of catching certain diseases.
That's interesting. I wouldn't have interpreted it like that, but that makes sense. Yeah. Totally.
I mean, that was the only thing that came to mind. So I sort of tried to tie it together and say, this is how I'm going to define it. And I said it with a kind of a firm voice. Do you think that would work on the test if that's the only thing?
Yeah. Because if this is the only thing you can think of at the time, that like be strong about it, right? Like commit to your opinion, commit to the direction.
Yeah.
Because that confidence is part of fluency, honestly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that confidence is part of pronunciation as well. So totally. That was good. I mean, I think what IELTS is going for here, right, is this worry about pollution.
Smog and
especially like the carbon footprint of airplanes, right? So is that are people gonna travel less because the environment is so poor but it is a weird question. And I've honestly like never heard a quick answer to this that was like right on point.
Right.
You know, it's really difficult.
It's interesting. I think that the reason that I chose to go with the contagion, the idea of viruses, is that I thought of the specific example, right? So I felt like having that example would make the answer stronger rather than going back to air pollution and just kind of having a vague answer, you know?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And that's another really good point, you guys. If you came up with a really good specific example, that's good for your vocab. It's good for your fluency and coherence score. So yeah, go in that direction and just be honest and be like, I know this isn't exactly what the question is asking, but the first thing that came to mind is blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. I like that. Should we try one more?
Yeah. Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. I'm ready. Okay. So here we go.
that was like an evil laugh.
Evil laugh. Funny. I know. It was a little bit evil because this question is, okay. All right. You can do it. I know it. Okay. So here we go, Jessica. So question is, will novels disappear in the future?
Oh, God, no. This question, honestly, it angers me a little bit because I really don't like this perception that people are like almost illiterate these days. Like, that's how it feels. Especially people of my generation and older, we kind of like thumb our noses at the younger generation. Like, oh, none of these people read anymore. Blah, everything's in Twitter sentences. Blah. Like, I don't think so. I mean, if I walk around my neighborhood, I see plenty of people in their 20s, plenty of teenagers carrying real books, right? Sitting in coffee shops, in parks, reading novels. I mean, I myself have a Kindle. And even though it's an electronic device, all I read are novels on there. It doesn't have to be paper. It could come in a different format, in a more new tech format. However, definitely no. Novels are an integral part of almost every culture around the world. These traditional stories, these long myths and legends, and definitely not. I don't think novels will ever disappear.
Very nice. Very nice. Nice vocabulary. I liked your use of integral part. Very cool. Ooh, that's 7+ vocabulary.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, guys. So again, when you're listening to our example answers like this, these are times to take notes on our vocabulary and also especially how we link our ideas and our transition phrases, right? Because this is how native speakers talk. I mean, notice not one time did I say, in addition, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Like, what we're giving you guys, this is like band score 9 stuff here.
Mm-hmm. And I love how you opened with a very definitive answer, right? I think you said something like, definitely not or never. I don't remember exactly the words you used, but you were very certain. And again, that gave a sense of rhythm in your voice and variation in your tone that I think would have increased your pronunciation score. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Letting these different emotions come through is vital to increasing your pronunciation score. So yeah, totally. I mean, because that question does make me a little bit angry. Like I'm offended that this is even a possibility in anybody's mind. And, you know, and that came through, obviously. Yeah, if you can find like a passionate way to go about answering, definitely do it.
Yeah. No, I think it helps when a certain question strikes a chord. Like, I think this probably strikes a chord with you more than with me, because I think you're a bigger reader than I am. You know what I mean? You're just really into literature and reading and books. I mean, I like to read, but it's not quite the same. So yeah, I mean, it's great if we get a question. So if we do get a question that really resonates with us, with our soul, we need to really, really go all out and show our passion.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, that could be the answer that gets you that 7 or higher. I mean, if you really impress the examiner just once or twice during the exam, they're like, oh my God, like, wow. If you just put that in the examiner's head, they're way more likely, again, even just once or twice, guys, they're way more likely to shoot for that 7 and to try and find reasons to give you a 7 because they're impressed. They want you to get a 7. Yeah.
I like that. Very cool. Well, this has been helpful. I like that. And you know, we're bound to get a question like this at some point. So we need to be ready. We need to be ready.
Totally. Yeah. So guys, please take notes on our structures today and use them in your own practice.
Excellent. Well, we'll wrap it up for today, Jessica. And guys, again, if you're ready to get into our course, we walk you in a more step-by-step format how exactly to answer these questions. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS because there's a lot that we're not giving you here that you do need to get that 7 or higher.
Exactly. Like, how do you come up with details? How do you phrase your opinion in interesting ways? You know, there's a lot more involved in getting a 7 than just, you know, listening to us for 10 minutes today. This will help. We are helping you right now, but we could help you more.
Exactly. I mean, if it were just listening for 10 minutes, everyone would be getting their 7s, but not everyone is getting their 7. So clearly you need to do a little bit more. All right, cool. Okay, Jessica, see you next time.
All right, cool. Bye. Sounds good. Bye, Lindsay.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.